This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Happy New Year! Today is the first day of the Chinese New Year. There are celebrations happening worldwide to welcome the Lunar New Year and bid farewell to the old. And these celebrations go back for centuries. And we wondered, how are people in Michigan marking the Chinese New Year? Lianyu Fu is with us. She's the Chinese Studies Librarian at the University of Michigan. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much,
Cindy. How would I wish you a Happy New Year? What would I say?
You mean in Chinese? The most common way is 新年快乐. Or 春节快乐. 新年 means New Year, but 春节 is a spring festival. This is a more common way in China that we call this special day 春节.
Yeah. And this really is, the Chinese calendar is a lunar solar calendar, so it's different from the Gregorian calendar that we know. So this is the start of spring, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So in China, we call it a spring festival because we consider this as the start of a new year, so start of spring. So you can feel, even though it's still cold, but you can sense the coming of spring.
Yeah, there is hope there. Lianyu, I had the pleasure of being in Chinatown in Honolulu in January of 2011 for the magnificent parade and the dragon dancing along the street and little children running up to put dollar bills in its mouth and the firecrackers and cymbals and music.
Sure.
And that was the year of the rabbit. What is this year?
Oh, this year. So this is the year, the first day of the year of goat.
Of
goat.
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 Well, what will you do to celebrate here in Ann Arbor now for the Chinese New Year?
Well, what I usually do is I will prepare a special dinner for New Year's Eve. And I will eat the leftover on the New Year's Day and maybe for another couple of days. I will prepare some special food. For example, I will make the Chinese dumplings. Yeah. Also, I will make the rice cake. The reason for that is rice cake is very traditional Chinese food for the New Year because of its name. It's made of the sticky rice. But the name, the pronunciation of rice cake in Chinese is nian gao. So nian means new year and gao means high. So together, nian gao indicates that you will achieve higher and higher goals in the new year. So like have a very prosperous year. Yeah, and another food I have to prepare is the fish. Even though I make this dish, but I never eat the fish inside. This is also a tradition in China. So the name for fish in Chinese is yu. Yu, as a character, the pronunciation can also refer to surpluses. So having a fish on the dinner table, but you don't eat it, so the fish is still there, which sounds like nian nian you yu, we called it. So every year we have fish. So it also means every day of the year we will have a surpluses. It means that we will have an abundant year. Yep.
How about decorations? Do you decorate?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a box of Chinese traditional decoration. I brought them with me when I traveled to the States. There are a couple of things there. The red lantern, the winter flower. We call it chuanghua winter flower, which is paper cuts. The red colored paper cuts. I always paste them on the window. It's very, very nice. And also, I have the couplets. So the New Year couplets are written by my grandpa. So my grandpa practiced calligraphy. So he always wrote some very nice couplets with the blessing on it. So I put them on the door. So there are so many interesting things in my house now.
I'm wondering, Lianyu, what is the symbolism of red? Because it certainly seemed red is a very, very important. I remember it from when I was in Honolulu. Red is a big deal.
Well, I think maybe different country and different people have their own preference of color. And then red seems to be a color loved by Chinese. So one thing that I heard why Chinese people like red very much is because nian. So nian actually means year. But at the very beginning, nian actually referred to a beast. So a beast that people try to avoid because this beast called Nian, well, came out from the mountain and to harass people at this day of the new year. So in order to scare off this Nian, this beast, so people will fire the firecracker. And then especially because Nian is very much fair of the red color, so people use red color all the place in their house. They will dress red and then do many, many things and include a red color in order to scare off this Nian, this beast. So this is the story that I heard, that I would believe it is true.
So, and how many days will the celebration last?
Usually, I remember that when I was in China, the celebration lasts for at least 15 days from the first day of New Year and to the 15th days. But actually, the celebration starts maybe earlier than the Spring Festival because people have to prepare for the New Year. They have to go shopping, they have to prepare food, and then they have to travel to get together with their families if they're not living together. So you will have time to prepare for all these. And usually at the eve of the New Year, family will get together to have a dinner together, and they will stay up after the midnight. Yeah, that's the tradition.
And bring in that new year.
Sure.
So will you end by wishing everyone a very happy new year in Chinese?
Oh, yeah. 祝密歇根 Radio 的听众新年快乐,羊年吉祥,身体健康,谢谢。
So you said to everybody?
Yes. Yeah, so I said, wish the audience of Michigan Radio Happy New Year, and especially Happy New Year of goats. Have a healthy and happy year. Yeah.
Lianyo Fu, who is the Chinese Studies Librarian at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Lianyo.
Thank you so much for having me, Cindy.